Divine Office, Wednesday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we are glad."
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you have raised us from the earth. May you let the seeds of justice, which we have sown in tears, grow and increase in your sight. May we reap in joy the harvest we hope for patiently.
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
May the Lord build our house and guard our city.
May the Lord build our house and guard our city.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. You command the seed to rise, Lord God, though the farmer is unaware. Grant that those who labor for you may trust not in their own work, but in your help, remembering that the land is brought to flower not with human tears, but with those of your Son. May the church rely upon your gifts.
May the Lord build our house and guard our city.
He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his.
Let
us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light.
He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, visible and invisible.
All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being.
It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything.
It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his.
A reading of the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Stop passing judgment before the time of the Lord's return. He will bring light to what is hidden in darkness and manifest the intentions of hearts. At that time, everyone will receive his praise from God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of power and might.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
You, O Lord, are the one whose coming was foretold. We long for you to come and set your people free.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You, O Lord, are the one whose coming was foretold. We long for you to come and set your people free.
Let us pray to God the Father, who sent his Son to bring us endless peace.
Lord, your kingdom come.
Father most holy, look kindly on your church.
Come and visit this vine which your own right hand has planted.
Lord, your kingdom come.
Be mindful, Lord, of all the sons of Abraham.
Fulfill the promises you made to their fathers.
Lord, your kingdom come.
Merciful God, look kindly upon men and women of every race.
May they honor you for your goodness.
Lord, your kingdom come.
Eternal Shepherd, visit the sheep of your flock
and gather them together into one fold.
Lord, your kingdom come.
Remember those who have gone forth from this world in your peace.
Lead them into glory with your Son.
Lord, your kingdom come.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the coming solemnity of your Son may bestow healing upon us in this present life and bring us the rewards of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.